Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I want to give some real-world advice for high school and college students. This right here is going to be your game plan for mastering life. As I study the principles of psychology, self-help, and success, and as I've been doing this for the last 5 or 10 years, I've been keeping a running list of all the most important principles that I wish I knew when I was younger, when I was back in high school, or in college, or even in middle school. Like, what kind of habits could I have established? What kind of things do I wish my parents and my teachers told me? What kind of things do I wish I actually did that would have set the entire foundation for my future? And so I've been keeping this list in the back of my mind, and now I want to share some of that with you. This is the advice I wish I got. Let me lay out the stakes for you if you're in high school and you're in college. This right now is your only opportunity, really, to build a solid foundation for creating an amazing, fulfilling life. Right now, you've got about 8 years, 4 years in high school and 4 years in college. And chances are you've already pissed away some number of those years into doing stupid stuff. Now you've got less than 8 years left. What's going to happen after that is you're going to get kicked out of your family, kicked out of the nest. You got to go into the workforce and you're going to be working 8 hours a day. And you're going to be commuting a couple hours a day probably to work. So it's going to be 10 hours right there every single weekday that you're going to be putting into work. And you're not going to have any more energy or time left over from then on to work on yourself, to develop yourself, to lay a foundation for yourself. Not only that, but you're going to waste those initial 8 years that you had. You're going to waste all that, and you're going to lose a lot of growth that you should have gotten. Think of it this way. Have you ever seen a graph of exponential results? For example, if people are investing money in the stock market and they invest $1,000 and then they get a 12% return on that $1,000 per year, and that interest compounds, right? Because it grows, and then the interest grows, and then that interest grows, and it just compounds every single year. What you see is you see an exponential growth curve, which looks like this. It starts off very flat for the first 10 years. Then it starts to rise, and by year 20 or 30, it shoots straight up like this. That's an exponential growth curve. That's what your results in life will look like if you invest in yourself early. And if you don't invest in yourself, then your results in life will basically look like this. It'll be just a very flat, shallow curve like this. And it'll never go anywhere high. Why is that? Because to get the exponential results, you need to invest, especially through the early phases, those first 10 or 20 years, you have to sit there and invest, and not really see huge returns. Then all the huge returns come. Most people in life, they die or they retire before they see all the huge results. Why is that? Because when they were in high school and in college, they pissed away all their time. They didn't build a great foundation. And so they never experience what's possible to experience in life. They never experience that high level of satisfaction, fulfillment, of being on a sense of mission in life, of having life purpose, of living their passions, of having an incredible career, of building a lot of wealth for themselves, of mastering relationships. None of this stuff is available to them because they're stuck in a dead-end job, working 9 to 5, and they're too tired at the end of the day to do anything about it. So, you have the potential to gain a lot, and you have the potential also to lose everything that you could gain, in the sense that you'll gain it if you put in the work right now to build your foundation, and you'll lose it if you slack off and you're lazy and you don't think about your future. Then you will not gain all this stuff, and in fact, your life will probably go downwards, not upwards, because you can't experience negative growth in life. That's actually what happens with many people, is that not only are they stuck, but they get more miserable, more angry, more depressed, more of a victim as life goes on, because they start to really see, like, oh man, I wasted my youth and all the energy I had and all the free time I had. I wasted all of that on partying and drinking and other stupid things. I didn't invest it properly. And now I feel like a victim. And now I feel like I can't turn it around. So those are the stakes. The stakes are pretty high. Now let me give you a list of some of my best advices, pieces of advice for how to build a really strong foundation right now. If you're ambitious and you want to get far in life and you want to really work on your foundation, this is what you need to do. Perhaps the most important thing is you need to find your life purpose as soon as possible. Life purpose is what is going to be your field of mastery in life. How do you want to impact the world? What are you most passionate about? How do you create a career out of your top passion in life? If you can figure that out and become definite about it and be crystal clear about it, then that's going to focus all of your energy into that. And you're going to become a master and an expert in that. And from this will come a lot of your financial success. From this also will come a lot of fulfillment and a lot of satisfaction. Because fulfillment comes from being good at something. You're not going to be fulfilled at life by just dabbling in a bunch of little stupid things or working a job that you're not really excited about. You need to position yourself as an artist in life. What's your art form? You got to find what that is. People who find this when they're 6 years old or 10 years old, they have an exponentially better advantage in life, competitive advantage, than those that find their life purpose only in their 30s or in their 40s. So find it as early as possible. Do whatever it takes. Go experiment with your passions. Right now you're young. You're not sure what your passions really are. You don't really understand yourself. So start doing the exploration process. If you have some nascent passions, you know, some passions that are still kind of like just starting to bud, go and nurture those and just see where they take you. If you're interested in art, go do some art. If you're interested in music, go play some music. If you're interested in starting a business, go maybe try starting a business and just see where that takes you. You might discover like, oh, I really love this. Or no, you know, I thought I loved it, but I actually kind of hate it. And those are very valuable insights for you to have. But as you're exploring around, always keep your eye out for the choice. You got to make a choice. You got to make a commitment and a decision as to what your life is going to be about. What are you going to be mastering? Is it art? Is it music? Is it business? Is it human resources? Is it accounting? Is it math? Is it science? Is it history? What's it going to be for you? And that's a little challenging of a topic to talk about. There's a lot that needs to be discussed to help you find your life purpose. In fact, I created a whole course, 25-hour course on how to find your life purpose. So if you're interested in that, you might want to check that out. But I'll keep going with other points. So one of the things you got to do is you got to explore a variety of experiences, right? Because before you can go very deep on one subject, you kind of want to get a layout of the landscape and just kind of see, what does life even offer? Think of life as a giant buffet with hundreds of dishes that you could sample. Well, you want to go around and sample a bunch of those so that you have a sense of like, oh yeah, I kind of know what's out there. I kind of know what the menu is like. Then you can be more firm and then you can go deep on that one thing that you really do like when you find it. So you have certain authentic interests. Maybe something in you is kind of pulling you in the direction of music or in the direction of art. Or maybe you like traveling, or maybe you have a fascination with dinosaurs, or maybe you have a fascination with mathematics and numbers or computer programming or whatever, you know. Your mind is kind of pulling you in one of these directions. So honor that. Go explore your authentic interests and just kind of see where it takes you, right? And try to get you your parents to support you in that. So if you need some money or you need to go take a class, buy a book, this kind of stuff, try to get your parents to see that this is important for you to go explore this stuff. All right, next point is don't be afraid to break off on your own. A lot of times we grow up and we don't really know how life works and we don't know how business works and we don't know how careers work when we're still young. And so we just kind of take whatever we saw around us in our family life, like what our parents were doing or what our friends were doing, and we just kind of assume that we're going to go down that same track. So, for example, maybe your parent works in a corporate job. And so you think like, yeah, well, I'll get out of college, I'll get my degree, I'll work in some corporation, and then I'll climb the ladder, and then I'll get a nice position, and then I'll get a good retirement fund going, and then start my own family. And this is kind of like the track that you have set for yourself. Here's the thing. Working in a corporate job is miserable. It's soul-draining work. It sucks all the passion and joy out of you, generally speaking. Now, I mean, there could be some good corporate jobs, but generally speaking, people don't like staying in those jobs. Even people who do well and they start earning a six-figure salary and they get some nice benefits and stuff, usually what happens is that they leave. Nobody likes staying in a giant corporation. Most people leave. They go off on their own. They want to start their own business, find their own niche in life, build their own brand, build their own celebrity status, you know, get their own operation going. Not everyone is entrepreneurial. Some people like working at a salary position. That's fine. But I encourage you to, once you find your life purpose, also open yourself up to unique possibilities. You don't have to be working in a corporate job if you don't want to. The marketplace these days is so diverse. You could have your own online business. You can have your own brick and mortar business. You could be a consultant. You can be a professional speaker. I mean, you can be a writer. There's so many unique niches in life that you can find. You have to go out there and kind of like look and see what's out there. There's a lot more out there than just corporate America. A lot more. And in fact, a lot of it is much more satisfying than corporate America. So leave yourself open to these possibilities for something very unique. Maybe what you want to do is you want to move to the Philippines and you want to start your own online business and, you know, sit on the beach sipping a pina colada and go partying at night while during the daytime, you know, you work on your online business from your laptop. Maybe that's the kind of lifestyle that you want instead of being stuck in a corporate job where you have to work 12 hours a day. Consider that. Consider what you want your lifestyle to be like. What do you want your lifestyle to be? And I'm not saying that you just want to choose the most cushy lifestyle possible. You know, yeah, of course it sounds nice to be sitting on a beach, sipping a pina colada. That's a bit of a fantasy. But kind of like pick, you know, if you are going to be working and you're going to be working hard, I don't encourage you that you try to come up with a dream lifestyle where you don't do any work or you work like 4 hours a week or something. Plan on working 40 hours a week, but think about how do you want your work to actually play out? Do you want to be sitting on a computer? Do you want to be answering emails? Do you want to be going to corporate meetings? What do you want to be doing? Think about that. The next point is you got to build a strong work ethic while you're young. One of the things I regret the most is that I didn't really build a strong work ethic the way I could have when I was younger. And now I kind of suffer for it even today. When you're young, your mind is still very malleable. And so habits you install when you're young, they tend to stick. As you get older, it becomes more and more difficult to build good habits. So what I recommend is since you're in school and you're going to be studying anyways in order to pass your classes, you might as well use your study ethic to build your work ethic. And that's one thing that I did do right when I was younger is that I studied really hard. I really valued academics. And so because of that, my work ethic wasn't totally shot. It's still a lot better than most people's because I was a really rigorous student. So I recommend the same for you. Don't study for grades. Study for knowledge. Study for the sake of studying. Study because you love to learn about how life works. Study because you need to learn how to study because you're going to be a lifelong student as you go off into business, as you master whatever field of life or whatever your passion is, you're going to be mastering that area of life. So build those habits now. Read the books you like, whatever they are. Read a lot of nonfiction books, especially. And I'll talk more about that as we go on, right? It would be a shame to waste 8 years of high school and college combined, slacking off with studying, then getting out of that, having a crappy work ethic, and then trying to go become successful in life. You're going to be way behind the ball if you do it that way. The next point is about relationships and dating. I recommend that you get involved with relationships and learn how to date. Treat it also like a learning opportunity. Go have sex, go have safe sex, go experiment around with different partners, learn what the possibilities are within relationships. Learn also to socialize. Don't become a nerd to the point where you are like a Quasimodo living in your dank dungeon. It's kind of like what I did. You know, I became very introverted and very reclusive, focused only on my studies to the point where I didn't really learn how to socialize, didn't learn how to date in high school and in college. And what that did is, again, it put me really behind the curve once I got out into the real world. So you do want to learn these things, except one word of caution about this. A lot of teenagers will waste years of their life and a lot of their emotional energy will go just completely down the toilet because what they do is they get caught up in one of these young, you know, early life romances and they fall in love with this girl or this boy and they think that this is the perfect thing and you know, this is your first time falling in love and so you think this is the one, this is it. And what happens is that you invest all this time and energy and you sacrifice your schoolwork and you sacrifice your work ethic and you sacrifice your life purpose and all of this. You bend over backwards for this person. And then what happens? It breaks up a year or two later and you never see that person again. And all that energy you had that you could have been investing in your foundation that would have been paying dividends for your the rest of your life is pissed down the toilet. So my advice is, don't waste time in serious relationships when you're this young. You should not have any super serious relationships when you're in high school and in college. Date around. If it's going well, have it go well. You know, don't sabotage your relationship on purpose. I'm not saying that. But I think the ideal is that when you get out of college, you want to have at least had two or three or maybe five different partners so that you can see, you know, what are the kind of guys that are out there? What are the kind of girls that are out there so that you can kind of know after you get out of college, like, oh, okay, now I kind of know, you know, I'm going to want to settle down. Maybe I don't want to get married or whatever, get into a really serious relationship. But now I know I've sampled the buffet. I kind of know what's out there. What happens to some people, you know, if they've only been in one relationship their whole life and then that relationship breaks apart, then they're really left in the dark because it's like, well, I had this one relationship, then it broke apart. And now I don't even know, you know, how to date, how to meet new people, how to socialize, because I've just been stuck in that one thing. I just got lucky when I was really young. You don't want to be in that situation. Also, what happens, and this happens with guys a lot, is they get into a relationship that they think is great, and then they stay in it for, let's say, 10 years with their high school sweetheart. And then what happens is that the relationship is still pretty good, but the guy starts getting these doubts like, well, what if I could have found a better girl? I don't know. You know, I haven't even flirted with other girls. How do I know that my girl is the right girl? And they have all these doubts, and basically this leads them to break their relationship off, which is a shame. So you want to get that early experience in. All right, so that's my point on relationships. Next, let's talk about the things that you should not do. The following things. No drinking, no partying, no drugs, no frats, no cults, and no social groups. Avoid all this stuff. This stuff is a complete waste of your time. It might seem appealing on the surface, but it's all really shallow stuff. It's not really as fun as it sounds. It's not as appealing as it sounds, and it's going to waste thousands of hours. And a lot of mental energy is going to go into these things. And what's going to happen is that all of them are going to kind of dissipate. They're not going to lead anywhere important. You're not really going to invest that time or energy into a long-term thing that's going to pay you dividends for the rest of your life. This is where most people in high school and college waste and piss away all their foundation, right? They piss it away and they don't invest it. And then they never see the exponential results. So you don't want to get into that place. The next point is sports. For some people, sports might seem like a way out of this whole thing. You know, like, life is difficult, and I'm going to have to work hard for it, and I'm going to have to learn this stuff. But I could avoid all that if I just master sports. What if I become a Kobe Bryant or somebody else, you know, top athlete in the field and become the best in the world, and then I get money and fame and status, and my life is fixed. Everything's solved. Well, I got news for you. In fact, in reality, sports solves nothing. Doesn't really solve the problem of life. Sports works for about 10 or 20 years, when you're at your physical peak, when you're still young. Once you get into your late 30s and 40s, sports, professional sports, even if you're the best in the world, it stops working. So what's going to have to happen is that you're going to have to find a new life purpose now. If sports was your life purpose, now you need to find a new one. So it's like you're starting from scratch. It's like you took your bank account and you wiped it all out 20 years later, and now you have to start investing completely from scratch. Very bad move. Not only that, but even if you're really successful in sports, it still won't fix all the things you got to really learn about life. You still need to become a good student. You need to develop a strong work ethic. You still need to learn about relationships. You need to learn about psychology. You still need to cut out certain things here that are draining you of your potential. So all the advice I'm giving here will still need to be learned the hard way for you. You're not going to find some magic shortcut through sports for this. In fact, it's probably going to be the opposite. Even if you make a bunch of money, that money will actually, because you're so immature and you don't learn these principles the hard way, that money will actually probably destroy your life and lead you into a lot of bad decisions and situations. The other point I want to make is about socialization. So a lot of time in high school and in college is wasted on gossiping, socializing, worrying about your social status, trying to fit in, trying to look cool. All this stuff is a total waste of time. Completely useless. It's not going to help you in your future. You're not investing this time and energy into anything valuable long term. You're just pissing it away. And it's not even making you feel good. So cut out the gossip. Stop caring about social status. Social status is the stupidest, shallowest thing there is. It doesn't matter what your ranking is among your social circle. Or, you know, are people posting pictures of you on Facebook? Are they saying good things about you on Facebook? It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Focus on your agenda. What do you want to accomplish in life? What's your life purpose? Focus on that. Focus on developing your passions. Focus on learning. Focus on studying. Not on trying to fit in. This is one of the biggest mistakes young people make, is trying to fit in too much. Stop caring about whether you look cool. Doesn't matter what your clothes are, or what your car is like, or your haircut. You have the coolest haircut. It doesn't matter. This stuff is going to look laughable to you after you get out of college. You're going to look back and you'll be like, man, why did I waste so much time thinking about this stuff? It was so shallow and stupid. Try to have the wisdom to see now that is shallow and stupid, not 10 years later. The other thing you should stop doing is stop wasting your time playing video games and watching television. Now, I'm a real authority on this because in my youth, I literally invested probably tens of thousands of hours playing video games and watching television. Man, nothing robs you of your potential as much as those two things. It takes up so much time. Just if I could think about even investing 10% of that time that I wasted into reading books or meditating or doing some other positive habit, I would have been so much better off now. So cut that stuff out. You don't need to be a Puritan and cut it out entirely. You can still play video games and watch TV, but just limit your exposure to that by 90%. You can still get plenty of video games in just within 10%, but limit 90% of it. Cut out 90% of it. You don't need that much. You don't need to be spending thousands of hours. Spend 100 hours, but not 1,000 hours. You see the difference? All right. You need time to build your foundation. You need to actually be doing working. You need to be thinking. You need to be reading. You need to be building positive habits. That's really what comprises the building of your foundation when you're young. So between school and video games and watching hundreds of hours of TV, you're not going to have the time to build a foundation. So where's that time going to come from? Well, you don't want to cut school. You want to cut the video games and the TV. The next point is about diet. You need to clean up your diet. You're going to be so glad that you did this, that you built this positive habit early in your life. It's much easier for you to change your eating habits now when you're still young than it will be when you're in your 30s and 40s. Here's what you need to clean up about your diet. All of the following stuff needs to be cut. Cut soda, sports drinks, pizza, potato chips, all forms of alcohol, bread, and any other refined wheat products, candy, other junk food, and fruit juices. All that stuff, cut it out of your diet immediately and never touch it again, ever in your whole life. Build that habit. This is going to make you so ridiculously healthy if you do this. Also, it's going to give you a lot of energy. Right now, instead of just thinking about how you're going to feel 40 years down the road and all the cancer and all the disease you're going to avoid, think about right now, you can get some immediate energy boosts if you cut all this stuff out of your diet. You're going to feel a lot lighter on your feet. You're going to feel a lot less sleepy and groggy. You're going to have much sharper mental focus that you can use to work on your studies and school and building your foundation, right? And you're just going to feel good in your body, and you're going to build the positive habits so that later on in your life, you're already going to have a track record of eating healthy. Very important. You're going to be so grateful once you hit your 30s and 40s that you did this now in your teens. The next point is about debt. Be very careful about debt. Debt is super dangerous and destroys many people's potential. Completely destroys many people's potential. No debt is the policy. No debt of any kind. Buy on cash, get a debit card and use your debit card. Do not get credit cards. Do not be tempted by those airline miles. Do not be tempted by all those cashback rewards programs. Do not be tempted by all those special elite card offers that you get from your bank or in your mailbox. All that shit is just a scam. It's not saving you money. It's making money for the credit card companies. That means that money is going to them. It's coming out of your wallet. So be very careful about that. I would completely avoid all credit cards and all forms of loans. The only exception that I'll make is that if you need a loan in order to pay for your college tuition, then go ahead and get that loan. Those loans are usually given by the government. They've got a low interest rate, which doesn't even start to add up until you graduate. So those are fine. You know, if you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and your parents can't support you with your tuition checks, then you can get a loan for that, and you can pay that off later with a great career. So that's fine, but every other form of debt you should avoid. Otherwise, it will destroy your potential to build wealth in the future. Also, you need to build proper habits for managing money. And this is one of the most important money management skills that you can learn right now when you're young, is to completely say no to debt. The other thing you should understand is that your college diploma really doesn't mean anything. It's not going to be your ticket anywhere. One thing you'll be shocked to learn after you graduate is that nobody even asks you about what college you went to, what your diploma was. They won't even check your diploma. It's quite ridiculous. In the real world, in the business world, what people will care about is the results that you can generate. They will care about your past real life experience. What kind of results did you generate in the past? That's what they care about. They also care about how you carry yourself. They care about how much emotional intelligence you have. They care about if you're a quick learner. They care about if you have a good work ethic. They care about if you are smart at reasoning, if you're sharp on your feet. Street smarts, that's what they care about. So focus on building that stuff. And don't think that your diploma is going to be like your golden ticket to success in life, because it won't be. That's just the foundation. Now, does this mean you don't need a diploma? No, I think a diploma is very important, because university teaches you how to learn. If you can learn one thing at university, It's learning how to learn and developing a love for lifelong learning. University is like the foundation for all the learning you're going to do later on in life. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute here. I want to actually give you a list of the 8 most important subjects that you should be learning. And this is stuff that usually they don't teach you in school or in college. But in school and college, you can still learn some good stuff. You need to learn the foundations and the basics. Make sure you know science. Learn physics. Learn biology. Learn chemistry. That's important. Learn philosophy. Philosophy was very important for me because it taught me how to reason. It also taught me how to see bullshit in other people's logics. It taught me the limits of human knowledge, which is also very important to understand as you go forward in life. Take some psychology classes. Learn about different psychological studies that have been done in the last 100 years. Learn about the history of psychology. That's a very important topic to understand. Learn about history. History is important to understand because history builds judgment. History makes you wise. Also makes you worldly so you can talk with other people intelligently. Maybe take some nutrition classes, learn about nutrition. That'll be good for you too. So those are the things that you can learn through school and college. That's good. But you need to go beyond that. And one habit that I really recommend you start right now, starting tomorrow, is the following. Reading self-help books. I want you to read one self-help book every single month throughout high school and throughout your college years. It's not a lot, just one per month. That's not a lot. You can handle that. Most self-help books are pretty short. So all you need to do is just have a list. And in fact, I have a list of some of my favorite, most powerful self-help books on my website. And go check that out at actualize.org. But this is a huge habit. Here's why. Because self-help books have basically distilled all the principles of success and happiness that human beings have discovered in the last 2,000 years. And especially the last 100 years, there's been so much research done on how to be successful in business, how to be successful in relationships, how to be successful with your happiness levels, how to meditate properly, the scientific benefits of meditation, and so on and so forth. And self-help books are not just abstract, you know, very pedantic type of books that you might read in college. These are very practical. These are written to get you results. These self-help books have exercises in them. They have techniques. Read those. Start practicing those. If you just read one book per month for the next, let's say, 8 years, that would be close to 100 books. That would give you the entire theoretical foundation that you need to master life. You need to know the theory. The problem is that schools and colleges don't teach you the theory of practical real-world success. They teach you these hard subjects like science and math and history. And that's great. You need to know that basic stuff. But you can't be successful on the basics, right? Over the last 2,000 years, human beings have really mastered the principles of success. You don't want to reinvent the wheel by making a bunch of mistakes in your own life. Learn from the mistakes of others. So start this habit starting tomorrow. Buy your first self-help book. The next habit you want to have is a meditation habit. Of all the things I regret the most is I regret that I didn't start meditating when I was 6 or 7 years old. If I started that habit, I would be at such a different place in my life right now. I'd be so much happier, so much more fulfilled. Meditation is the key to mastering happiness. And happiness is different than success. You could read all the self-help books in the world and become very successful, but you still will not be fulfilled and happy. And that's because you haven't practiced meditation. So start tomorrow. 20 minutes a day, at the very least. Make that commitment for the rest of your life. You're going to meditate for 20 minutes every day for the rest of your life, no matter what. No sick days, no days off. You're never going to miss a day. Starting tomorrow. That's your mission. And then after a year or two, I recommend you bump that up to 1 hour per day if you really want to supercharge your fulfillment levels in life. How do you meditate? I have a lot of great videos on that, so just search for it and you'll find my videos that show you exactly how to meditate. It's very simple. It's very easy. All you got to do is just have the foresight to see the exponential results that you will get from it. And you will get extraordinary exponential results as your meditation habit starts to snowball. Another point I want to make is that a lot of young people will waste their energy and time fighting with parents about all sorts of stuff. Your parents probably have ideas for how your life should run, and you probably have your own ideas and sets of values, and that's fine. I urge you, though, to take control of your life. Live your life right now. Start living it as though you're living on your own. That doesn't mean you go party. That means, like, be responsible in the way you live your life. Imagine that your parents didn't pay for you and didn't do stuff for you, but that you were completely independent. How would you have to live your life then? Bite off the challenge of working real hard right now. Work your ass off right now to build your foundation. That time that you waste fighting with your parents about your grades or about not studying or about socializing too much or playing too much video games, all that crap. Take control of your life. Take responsibility. Start building the foundation. When your parents see that you're doing this and that you're being hyper-responsible and that you're really being a long-term thinker and that they can see that you've got wisdom, that you're connecting all these different dots in a much wiser way than they did when they were young, they're going to look at you and they're going to be like, oh, damn. My kid is amazing. My kid is so wise. My kid is putting all this stuff together on his own. They will then give you more trust and more leeway to live life the way you want to live life. So try not to go against the grain of your parents. Try to just kind of focus on yourself. Focus on building your life purpose, finding your passions, you know, working hard. When your parents see that, your relationships with them will be smoother and you won't waste so much time arguing and fighting. Some teenagers, they waste 8 years of their life, all of high school and all of college, just bickering with their parents. It's nonstop. Completely wasted the entire future of their life bickering with parents. Time, energy down the drain. It's really quite sad. And the last thing I want to say is plan on becoming a lifelong learner. Do not stop learning after college. Do not stop learning after high school. There's a lot you need to learn. And the key to all success in life is learning. If you learn the right things and you learn them early and you spend time thinking about them, then this will allow you to avoid all the dead ends and pitfalls and traps and tragedy that befalls almost everybody else. You can learn to avoid miserable divorces. You can learn to avoid bankruptcy. You can learn to avoid depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts. You can learn to avoid regrets in your life and terrible health when you're older and cancer and miserable relationships. You can avoid all that stuff if you just start learning the right things. So let me give you now the 8 most important subjects that I think you need to be investing a lot of time and energy learning about. Buy books on all the following subjects: psychology, self-help, meditation and enlightenment, nutrition and fitness, business and marketing, dating, sexuality, and relationships, biographies, and money management. Learn how to properly manage your money, how to invest your money, how not to waste your money. Learn how economics works. You can find practical books in each one of these categories that will tell you exactly what to do and what not to do, that will give you specific techniques. And I have a lot of amazing books on my list of 140 top self-help books, which is available at actualize.org that you might want to check out. Also, what might be very beneficial for you is to check out my life purpose course. Nothing will set a stronger foundation than discovering your life purpose and also learning the principles of how to live your life purpose effectively. This is stuff that almost nobody teaches you. Even in the self-help, field, very few self-help people have a thorough and proper discussion of what life purpose is, how to discover it, and how to live it. I had to read through dozens and dozens of books and piece it all together over the course of a decade to figure it out, which is why I thought it was so important to create this course. So you might want to check that out if you really want to get a head start. But that's it. That's my advice. If you follow these principles, then you will set an extremely strong foundation. You will start to get those exponential results. And where your life will be when you're in your 30s and 40s, not to even mention your 50s, is going to be extraordinary. You're going to be able to change the world. You're going to be a leader. You're going to be one of the most practically intelligent and wise and successful human beings out of everybody that you know. And the flavors of happiness that your life will take on, the levels of fulfillment that you'll get, of satisfaction, are going to be unimaginable. So does it take some foresight and some wisdom and some hard work? It certainly does. There's a cost to this. You're not going to get this for free. There's no shortcut here. But if you have the wisdom to see that this is really going to be valuable for you a little bit later in life, then you'll start working tomorrow. Right now, you're going to start working. You're going to start putting all the pieces into place. All right? So get to work. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Click the like button, please. Share this video with a friend. And lastly, come check out actualize.org right here. This is my website. I've got the book list there. I've got the life purpose course there. I've also got my newsletter. It's a free newsletter. Sign up. I release new videos on all the principles that you need to master life. So hey, you know, if you're tight on cash, most of my videos are free. That means you can watch every single week. I release new insights because I'm researching all these principles and concepts. I'm reading all these books myself. I'm finding the best principles that work for me and for my clients, and I'm sharing them, most of them for free here with you. So at the very least, you should be on board here every single week. Watch every single week. Actualize.org is designed to motivate you and inspire you to be interested in self-actualization. This whole process is called self-actualization. So if you just stay on board every single week and do the little exercise I give you and maybe read some of the books that I suggest and so forth, just in a couple of years, your life will start to transform. And if you're a student, man, you're a quick learner. You don't have very many bad patterns yet. So it's easy. Your mind is very fresh and young and malleable. So with you, I feel like I can make the biggest impact, the biggest difference. So I'm really excited, especially with young people, to introduce these principles. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. So go ahead and sign up, stay tuned, and I hope to see you around.